WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Trump accusers crash investigation. I'm Elliot Francis. Team Trump denying allegations of sexual misconduct made against the candidate by two women in a New York Times article. The women say Donald Trump touched them inappropriately. In a recorded interview, one of the women, Jessica Leeds, says it happened after she had been moved up to first class and seated next to Donald Trump.
Somehow or another, the armrest in the seat disappeared. And it was a real shock when all of a sudden his hands were all over me.
The surviving flight instructor says the crash of a small plane in Connecticut was no accident. Correspondent Sarah Gannon.
He told investigators that just moments before the crash, there was a struggle in the cockpit with the student pilot who was killed in the crash. The FBI just moments ago took over the lead from the NTSB, indicating this is now a criminal investigation.
The instructor says the student was angry at his family for forcing him into pilot school. I'm Elliot Francis. The leak of internal email from Hillary Clinton's campaign continues to flow. Bob Costantini reports.
Unverified emails of top staff put out by WikiLeaks have the Clinton campaign in damage control mode. Huma Abedin, Clinton's right-hand aide, wondered if the candidate could survive without taking questions from the press to avoid having to answer about the private email system and other things. In another, now communications director Jennifer Palmieri seems to make fun of Catholics, that rich conservative Catholics find it's more acceptable to be that way versus becoming evangelicals. The Clinton campaign is accusing Russia of being behind the leaks to help Donald Trump, suggesting some of the messages may be doctored. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The Pentagon says an American warship struck three radar sites in Yemen earlier today after the USS Mason was targeted by missiles in the Red Sea. Two missiles targeted the U.S. ship off the coast of Yemen Sunday. Both missiles missed and hit the water. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Metro's board today is set to discuss the possibility of fare increases and service cuts as the board faces a $275 million budget deficit.
There's no easy answer to Maryland Governor Larry Hogan.
We're not going to address any kind of fare increases. We're just going to force Virginia and Maryland to kick in more money.
Instead of the scenario where Metro has to go asking for more money every year, some have asked for a dedicated funding stream through a new tax, like most other systems have. How difficult is that?
It's pretty difficult.
Hogan says his counterpart in Virginia, Terry McAuliffe, is open to the idea, but
before I could even conceive of going back to my legislature, we need some metrics
to prove that safety and reliability are improving. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser wants specifics.
Let's identify what those goalposts are and the timelines.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Now, if you're among the lucky ones who has tickets to the Nationals-Dodgers playoff game tonight, be aware Metro is not going to be staying open past midnight. The Nationals will send Max Scherzer to the mound tonight to try and wrap up the series.
If it's anything like game one, it's going to be such a thrill. Game one was unbelievable there in D.C. The fans were just going nuts from the first pitch.
The winner of tonight's Game 5 goes on to the NLCS to face the Cubs starting Saturday night in Chicago. Enrollment in Montgomery County Public Schools is booming, and it's getting expensive. So a county council committee today is looking at ways to control those costs. One option is to reduce employee benefits.
This school year, there are nearly 3,000 more students than last at Montgomery County Schools. A report by the Office of Legislative Oversight found compensation, including health care and pensions, is taking up bigger pieces of the school system's budget each year. Today, the council's education committee will discuss different ways to save money on benefits. One is to shift more of the cost burden for health insurance premiums to employees. Getting rid of or reducing the pension supplement teachers get is also under consideration. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,144, the Nasdaq at 52,39. Sports, the national season is on the line tonight. Game 5 of their series with the Dodgers. NHL, the Caps regular season starts tonight against the Penguins in Pittsburgh. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Make your home cozy this winter and call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. That's right, two great payment options for your new heating and cooling system. Up to $1,450 off or no interest, no payments for a year. Make your home comfortable and call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
To be fearless is not a gift. It is not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Adib Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A crash on the Maryland Beltway in New Carrollton. So if you're coming around, say, from College Park and over toward the John Hanson Highway, it's Interloop right near 450. Have two lanes blocked, but at this early hour, no delay. So be very careful. Again, on the Interloop side, after you pass the Baltimore-Washington Parkway up ahead for the crash. Now, completely separate, on the outer loop at 450 had been the overnight work crews. You'll still see some activity there if you're heading on the outer loop northbound side in New Carrollton. Also, road work, that seems to be the theme here overnight. Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound, north of the Beltway as you approach Powder Mill Road. They're trying to wrap that up. Trying to wrap up the construction as well on the Beltway heading Interloop from River Road toward 270. So still watch for crews there. Virginia Beltway, you look good. Annandale Tyson, 66, 95, 395 and heading into the district. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer today, 77, little overcast around at times, otherwise a mix of clouds and sunshine. Tonight we'll clear it down to 50. Suburbs cooler, sunshine tomorrow, 65. And then getting warmer through the weekend and next week. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Dumfries, 48 in Frederick, 54 degrees in Washington. Donald Trump's lawyers are demanding the New York Times retract its report that Trump groped two women. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Hey, good morning, everybody. 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We got a busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall. Coming up at 7:05 in studio, Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch. He'll have the very latest on all the emails that are dropping into the hopper and what's in them. That's Tom Fitton at 7:05. At 8:05, Maryland Controller Peter Francio will be here to talk about the governor's plan to change school schedules and how they're having a little conflict with the folks in Montgomery County over that. 8:15, D.C. Metro Board Chair, D.C. Councilman Jack Evans, and then at 8:35, Jake Tapper with CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Yesterday afternoon, Fox News had an exclusive report of FBI agents now coming forward, at least anonymously, to Fox News reporter Adam Housley to discuss their dismay over Director Comey's decision not to bring charges against Hillary Clinton. In fact, well, they said it was nearly unanimous that these FBI agents thought that there should be charges against Hillary Clinton. Yesterday afternoon on Washington's Drive at 5, we had Joe DeGeneva, a former U.S. attorney for the district, to comment on this. We're going to play that for you in a moment, but I want you to think this through for a moment. Because these FBI agents and these attorneys, either with the Justice Department or with the FBI, are still in the shadows. They are speaking anonymously. They do not want their identity revealed for reasons because of repercussions. I know many of you right now, if you're listening, you may work for the government. You may work for the military. You may work for the FBI and the Justice Department or some sort of law enforcement agency. If you were in this situation, if you had these strong feelings and knew very well that justice, in fact, was subverted in this case in such a way, in such a political way, that it may, in fact, hand the presidency to Hillary Clinton, what would you do? Would you stay anonymous or would you step forward? Would you risk your career for the sake of getting the truth out there? 888-630-9625. Put yourself in the position of these career FBI agents for a moment and think for a moment how you would handle this situation. You have stood for law and justice. You have stood for truth. You stood for the American way your entire career. And now you've seen it subverted by the people who run your department, by the politicians who are influencing your FBI director. What would you do? 888-630-9625. Here's Joe DeGeneva, his comments on it, and also his volunteering to represent any agent who does come forward. Listen to this.
Today's
today's top stories.
Sorry about that. Listen to this.
This is a big development. This means that there are really some great, traditional, honest people inside the FBI and DOJ who will not let this stand. They know that Comey is a dirty cop, and they are disgusted. Inside the Bureau, I had a meeting today with a senior former FBI agent who told me this exact story, that people are starting to talk. They're calling their former friends outside the Bureau, asking for help. We were asked today to provide legal representation to people inside the Bureau. We agreed to do so, and to former agents who want to come forward and talk. Comey thought this was going to go away. It is not. People inside the Bureau are furious. They are embarrassed. They feel like they're being led by a hack. But more than that, they think he's a crook. They think he's fundamentally dishonest. They have no confidence in him. The Bureau inside right now is a mess.
Wow. Joe DeGeneva, Fox News also had a second source whom they identify as a senior FBI official.
Right.
And this source says, I'm quoting now, it's safe to say the vast majority felt she should be prosecuted. We were floored while listening to the FBI briefing because Comey laid it all out and then said, we're doing nothing, which made no sense to us, which tells us he didn't even reveal this to his senior officials that were working on this case. They found out when you and I found out.
Yeah, this of course confirms all of the snarky things said about Comey from within the Bureau that I was reporting to you. The cardinal, you know, the guy who wants to be part of the Holy Trinity. Comey is a law unto himself. Now, my understanding is that Congress, you know, Congress is looking at this. There's going to be a lame duck session. They're coming back, and there's going to be some activity. But the most important thing of all is that the agents have now finally decided they're going to talk.
So,
they're going to say something.
Yeah. And they're saying it anonymously, though. I mean, at what point do they put a face and a name to these charges?
When Congress decides it's going to force them to testify.
Mm. And, I mean, obviously, this is a career-threatening kind of move, right? I mean,
That's why they need lawyers.
Yeah.
And that's why we volunteered today to provide representation. There are going to be other lawyers that we're going to put together to do that. But this is a big deal. And because this is the future of the Bureau. What I heard from former agents, not only today, but over the last month, is that they are embarrassed. This is a disgrace. The agency has lost its credibility. How can they bring cases against lower-level federal employees for any compromise of classified information? This was a slam-dunk criminal case, should have been sent to a grand jury. Comey didn't want to do it because if he knew it went to a grand jury, he'd have to confront the reality that the Democratic nominee for president, the first woman of a major party, was in fact indictable.
One last thing that was a revelation to me, Joe DeGeneva, when I read this article. Maybe you knew about this. Apparently, the FBI investigation was hampered from the beginning. Obviously, we knew there was no grand jury, no search warrants, no subpoenas. The FBI was not able to seize anything. That's why they had to make that deal to get the laptop. Why?
Well,
why?
They sure were able to. If they had asked for a grand jury, if they had been blocked, then any self-righteous FBI director would have gone public. I mean, Comey decided that he didn't want this to be a criminal case. He aided and abetted the sleazeballs in DOJ who wanted to bury this case. If you had an honest FBI director, he would have said, gentlemen, ladies at the Department of Justice, you give me a grand jury or I'm going public. And you know what? He didn't do it because he wanted to bury this case. I don't know what he wants from Hillary Clinton. I don't know what he thinks he's going to get. But I can tell you right now, he's not going to get anything after this. This is so fabulous that these agents are coming forward. This is what this country is about.
Yeah.
This cover-up, this stinks to high heaven. And everybody who's in the Bureau or used to be in the Bureau knows it.
And let's repeat, you just said you and your partner and wife, Victoria Tonsing, are making yourself available and offering legal representation for any agents or lawyers within the FBI who want to come forward, or the DOJ, for that matter.
That is correct.
And real fast, Joe, just 15 seconds. Why now? Why are we hearing this now?
Because it finally came to a boiling point. All of these agents are talking to one another, and they're seeing the things that are happening, and they're watching it, and they're listening to the public discourse, and this is being ignored, and they don't want that. These agents don't want to be a part of this. There are female agents, male agents, to a man and woman. They are embarrassed by this.
All right. Yeah, that was Joe DiGenova yesterday on the Drive at 5. We want to hear from you now. You know, we've got people coming out of the woodwork telling stories about Donald Trump right now. They don't seem to care. They become media celebrities. So why are these FBI agents who are speaking to Fox News reporters, and there are multiple sources talking about how it was a unanimous feeling amongst these investigators that Hillary Clinton should at the very least lose her security clearance, if not have formal criminal charges brought against her for her use of this email? Why are they staying anonymous? And what would you do if you were in this case? Your call's next at 888-630-WMAL. It's 515. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten, are people already lining up at National Stadium for tonight's game at the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center?
Yes. Can you hear them?
Yes.
And the drummers are out there.
Let the tailgates begin.
They are partying. Yes, we're getting psyched for the game this evening. And if you are heading in this morning, now's the time to go. Let's go. Let's tackle this. I know it's early, but 66 wide open. In Gainesville, not just up to the Beltway, but even through Falls Church, heading over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. No problems to report on 95, 395. Now, on the Maryland Beltway, we do have a crash, and I'm looking at the approach at speed still, so you really need to watch. If you're leaving College Park and you're heading Interloop southbound side over toward 50, the crash is at 450, blocking two lanes again. So if you're heading in the area of New Carrollton, yeah, starting to see a couple brake lights now as we have some more commuters out there, but that's what you really want to watch for because we don't want a second crash there. And on the outer loop, in that same area at 450, they were wrapping up the overnight construction. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We continue these beautiful early autumn days today with a mix of clouds and sun on a high of 77 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low near 50 degrees. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. Getting a little chillier, though, as we head into the weekend. Tomorrow's high, only 65. Right now, 54 degrees at 517.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Washington Dulles International Airport to Orlando. So you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares, with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
Brian Wilson, yesterday afternoon, we had two different anonymous sources reaching out to reporters at Fox News, Adam Housley amongst them, saying that not only was it unanimous that Hillary Clinton should at the very least lose her security clearance, it was also unanimous that charges were brought and they were blindsided. They assumed that Comey was going to announce those charges. They were shocked, just like you and I were when we saw that press conference.
Yeah, well, it's good to know. And by the way, great reporting by Adam Housley and the folks over at Fox News about this, because this is really a story that needs to be brought out. Among the things that they found was that no trial-level attorney, no agent working the case agreed with this decision. They said it came top-down. In other words, like you said, they were blindsided. And then they also went on to say that they were unanimous agreement, at the very least, what should happen is that her security clearance should be yanked. And I've always wondered why that was not the case. And the vast majority of those wanted her to be prosecuted. And if we can get somebody on camera eventually saying that, perhaps now that they have legal representation through Joe DiGenova, I think we're going to have something here. They're angry, I think, because and their anger boils now because there is new information that keeps getting dropped into the hopper. We keep learning new things. And we find out about these agreements that were cut and the immunity deals that were given. And I think perhaps some of the people who were involved in this were not aware of that at the time. And so, yes, it's a very important story. And I hope that somebody will come forward in a time where we can actually get them on camera, where we can hear them say, in an on-the-record way, this was a fix. The fix was in, and it was a political decision, and nobody who actually knows anything about prosecuting cases agreed with this decision by the director of the FBI.
So what would you do if you were in that position? If you were in law enforcement and you saw this kind of thing going down on the levels above your pay grade, as they say in this town, would you stay anonymous? Would you keep your mouth shut? Would you risk your career and come forward? Let's start with Rusty in Woodbridge. You're first up. Good morning, Rusty.
Good morning. I'm disgusted. I'm former law enforcement in California. And I can say that, I am a federal employee. I work for the second largest cabinet level position in our agency in the federal government. And when I joined that agency, I raised my hand to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That was a requirement. They don't have to do that anymore, by the way. And I am totally disgusted with Comey. I don't see how people like him get selected to head agencies like the FBI. Where are the Jacker Hoovers? Where are the Elliot Nesses that were profoundly interested in the security of the American people? And I want to say the whistleblowers, people yeah. who don't come forward when they realize that something is wrong, are cowards. Mr. Deep Throat in Watergate was a coward. He was a high-level Justice Department.
Well, he was with the FBI as well. Yeah, Rusty, I get your passion, and I appreciate you throwing it out there. Listen, I understand you saying that they're cowards, but I can also understand, you know, grave concerns about coming forward publicly with something like this.
Especially if you got to put food on the table.
Well, and especially against political animals like the Clintons, who they don't shy away from sliming anyone who comes against them, even if it's a woman who was the victim of sexual assault. Rusty, thank you for your passion on that. I want to get as many people as I can. How about Scott in Upper Marlboro? You're on WMAL. Hey, Scott.
Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Hey, I just have a quick statement. I don't think these guys are worried about losing their jobs. We have to remember they're dealing with the Clintons. I think they're worried about losing their lives.
Yeah, a little Clinton side, right? Now, listen, I know that there are a lot of stories and a lot of rumors that have followed the Clintons' careers, and there are a lot of coincidences of people who cross the Clintons. As I mentioned, at the very least, you're going to get slimed. At the very least, your career will be destroyed.
Absolutely.
And your reputation will be destroyed, and you will become a pariah. How about Larry and Frederick? We always love Larry's here on Mornings.
Hey, Larry. Good morning.
Hey, Larry and Brian.
Hey.
I have to go along with Scott. They didn't want to find out that they got mugged. They committed suicide. They dropped a barbell on their own throat. It's not so much they're worried about their careers. They know how many body bags the Clintons have following them.
Yeah, you think that's really what it is?
Yeah, until they can figure out a way to have personal protection afterwards.
I hope you're wrong, Larry, because I'm pretty sure that we are going to have some people coming forward, if not before Election Day, certainly after Election Day.
Yeah, I get that impression.
And hopefully Congress is going to issue some subpoenas so we can have people come forward, because it's their duty to do so. More of your calls on this in a moment. What would you do if you were embroiled in this FBI investigation and you thought Director Comey was violating the law? Your calls straight ahead. It's 522.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here comes Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Filled this crash on the Maryland Beltway, New Carrollton. Watch on the inner loop if you're leaving, say, from College Park and going inner loop southbound. The accident after the Baltimore-Washington Parkway as you come up the 450. So that's where we're going to start to see some brake lights. And still, just a few moments ago, they've had the two right lanes blocked with this two-car crash cleanup. Now, on the outer loop side, looking better. We had the overnight construction in that zone. Looks like lanes have been picked up. Here we go on 270 out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Of course, we have the volume forming through Urbana and down past the exit for 109, seeing a little bit of that stop and go. Same story in Virginia on 95 and Stafford, and heading up into Woodbridge are two hot spots for the early commute. No problems on 66 Greenway or the toll road. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer today, 77, little overcast around at times, otherwise a mix of clouds and sunshine. Today we'll clear it down to 50. Suburbs cooler, sunshine tomorrow, 65. And then getting warmer through the weekend and next week. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
54 degrees at 5:26. We have a story that broke yesterday afternoon. A couple of FBI agents, or at least I shouldn't even say that. We don't know that, but they are high-ranking officials at the FBI involved in the email investigation for Hillary Clinton, saying that it was nearly unanimous amongst all of the people who are actually investigating the case that charges should be brought. Director Comey vetoed that and blindsided them by saying, nope, no charges. Joe DeGeneva has now volunteered to represent anyone who wants to come forward. We're asking you if you would come forward. 888-630-WMAL. How about Howard in Laurel? You're on WMAL.
Good morning, Howard.
Hey, good morning, fellas. You know, we've had a couple of callers mention the possibility of getting a case of Arkanside. That's definitely a possibility.
Arkanside, that's right. That's what they call it, yeah.
But the other more important point, though, is that who's going to listen? Do you think the story is going to get any coverage at all in the New York Slimes, the Washington Compost, the Clinton News Network, MSDNC, et cetera? No, it's not going to get any coverage. So you put your life at risk for nothing, basically.
Well,
the only thing, kind of impact would be nothing. I don't trust the media at all.
I quibble with you a little bit there, Howard, because I think if you call a press conference and you say, I am an FBI agent who worked on this case, I speak on behalf of others who cannot come forward, I have decided that I must come forward, and you hold a press conference and you lay it all out there, I don't know how anybody could ignore that story. I think it would have to be reported.
I don't know how anybody could cover a lot of the stuff that's come out about Clinton that only gets reported on social media, on Fox, et cetera. It's criminal. Okay, and this is no exception.
I hear you, Howard. Who else has picked up this story?
This story?
Yeah.
It's deep source reporting, and I have seen it in other places, replicated on other websites.
Blogs have picked it up.
But I have not seen another news organization. And quite frankly, you got to wonder if they can, given the fact that they can't verify the source material.
So Fox News has two anonymous sources, and mm-hmm. they can't verify the source material. But other news agencies picked up the Watergate story when they couldn't verify Deep Throat.
Well, that's right. That's true.
So,
I mean, it is being reported in other places. I saw it on many of the websites that I checked this morning.
It is on blogs. I haven't seen it on any of the networks or cable news, other than Fox News, which did some great reporting. Hopefully it'll get followed up. We'll follow up on it. You know that. 529 on WMAL.
Cancer is the most formidable of foes, made of renegade genes that mutate to stay alive. But what if there were an entire community of leading international cancer specialists? A cancer dream team that can use a patient's own DNA to treat her cancer. At Inova, it's no dream. We've recruited some of the foremost cancer specialists in the country. Find a cancer doctor at inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
The Del Walmsley Radio Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life through real estate. Listen to Del Walmsley every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMAL and move towards your great life.
This is Jamie Whitten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Coming up on WMAL, more Metro problems, more WikiLeaks news, more just more. Coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Donald Trump's lawyers are demanding that the New York Times retract a story in which two women claim Trump touched them inappropriately.
The Trump campaign quickly issued a statement denying all the allegations and saying that they believe the reports were politically motivated. Jason Miller, who's a senior communications advisor for the Trump campaign, says in a statement, quote, "This entire article is fiction, and for the New York Times to launch a completely false, coordinated character assassination against Mr. Trump on a topic like this is dangerous."
Correspondent Sunland Serfati. Two Boston police officers were shot early this morning. One's in critical condition. The other is stable. Police Chief William Evans says the suspect was involved in what started as a domestic incident.
The suspect's deceased at this time inside the home. Command the officers. They moved in and neutralized the threat pretty quick that no one else got killed.
Meanwhile, a gang member who prosecutors say targeted, ambushed, and killed two Palm Springs, California police officers appears in court today.
John Hernandez Felix faces two first-degree murder charges, three attempted murder charges, several special circumstance allegations, and other enhancements. Riverside County DA Mike Hestron alleges Felix killed officers Jose Gilbert Vega and Leslie Zarebny this past Saturday as they responded to a domestic disturbance call at his parents' home. Hestron says the motive is pretty clear.
This individual wanted to kill police officers.
Correspondent Jim Roop reporting. The Metro Board is about to consider fare increases and service cuts as ways to close a looming budget deficit. The most extreme scenario they're looking at would increase fares 35%. Arlington County voters, double-check your polling places. The county's voter registrar admits several thousand people were sent the wrong locations of their polling place. She blames it on a mailroom error. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,144, the NASDAQ at 52,39. Sports, Max Scherzer starts tonight for the Nationals in the deciding Game 5 of their playoff series with the Dodgers. The Caps open their regular season tonight against the Penguins in Pittsburgh. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
With the presidential election looming in front of us, we know that many changes are imminent. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and while I can't guess what's going to happen with our borders or military, I can assure you that rates will be rising no matter who the next president will be. Rates are still the lowest they've ever been, and with a historical election about to be made in the U.S., why not make history in your own home by electing to call today and take advantage of refinancing, saving money, or paying off debt? With home values on the rise, some are voting to eliminate PMI and others to shorten their loan term. At Cornerstone First, our ballot options include reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you're looking to sell your home or if you know someone who wants to sell their home, then I'm here to tell you how important it is to call the right real estate agent. You need an experienced realtor that can get you top dollar and that gets results. My friends, realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are the best of the best. Debbie and Sarah are big-time real estate pros that are top-ranked by the Wall Street Journal with years of experience selling homes across the entire area. Listen, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds get their sellers 6% more money and sell three times faster than the average agent. Your home is one of the most important assets you have, and that's why you need big-time pros like Sarah and Debbie to help you make the most money. They already have over 5,500 ready home buyers in their exclusive database looking to buy right now. And to top it off, Debbie and Sarah will guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it for a price acceptable to you. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
When visiting Cabinet Discounters Kitchen and Bath Showroom for the first time, many people say, "Wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products." Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our 7 showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, cabinetdiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at cabinetdiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at cabinetdiscounters.com. That's cabinetdiscounters.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Crossing the American Legion Bridge each direction. Be careful again this morning. We have a little bit of that hanging fog across the Potomac, over the Potomac, so affecting the Legion Bridge. And we have a minor crash reported now in the outer loop on the American Legion Bridge as you're coming out of Maryland, but they have it confined to the shoulder. Again, caution. We don't want that to be a second crash there. On the Beltway, Maryland, in New Carrollton, crews still dealing with the accident. If you're heading past the Baltimore-Washington Parkway up ahead, inner loop before you get to the exit for 450, have the two right lanes blocked and definitely starting to see that volume on the increase. Volume increasing 270, but it's just been about to stop and go as you leave the Frederick area, off and on through Urbana and down past 109. Bridges into town still good. Southeast Southwest Freeway lanes are open in each direction. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking forecast here today. Clouds mix up with sunshine and we'll see temperatures climb to about 77. Overnight tonight, cold front comes through. No precipitation, but cooler temperatures, 50, suburbs cooler. Plenty of sunshine on Friday, cooler 65, and then warming up over the weekend into next week. We might have some 80-degree days. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 in Haymarket, 46 in Gaithersburg, 55 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 5:37. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning at 7:05, another day, another WikiLeaks dump. Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch is in studio to discuss the latest revelations in John Podesta's emails and also the latest in his investigation into Hillary's emails. 8:05, Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot on the hand-wringing going on over school start times. Excuse me, on the school calendar for next season. 8:15, D.C. Metro Board Chair Jack Evans, and at 8:35, Jake Tapper, CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, let's bring you up to date on some of the information that continues to fall into the public hands through these WikiLeaks revelations that come out. Yesterday, another 1,000 or so emails were dropped into the hopper. Takes you a while to go through them, figure out what's in them, and there are some new developments. First, let's back up and talk about something we told you about yesterday that involved Donna Brazile, who is currently the chairman of the DNC, but at the time this all occurred, was the vice chairman and a paid contributor over at CNN, right? She sends, while she's acting in that role, she sends an email over to John Podesta, campaign chairman, and says, look, and here's the title of the email, sometimes I get questions in advance. And then she goes on and looks to have cut and pasted a question about the death penalty that might come up in a town hall meeting that Hillary Clinton was about to attend, sponsored by CNN. Well, we wondered about, you know, whether or not that was just a coincidence. Was it her trying to get some guidance on what they wanted her to say about it? Well, here's what it now appears has happened. There is another email that has been obtained by Politico through different sources, which is from Town Hall co-moderator Roland Martin. And he actually, in the actual event, asked the very question, word for word, that Donna Brazile put in her email. It's written by Town Hall co-moderator. It said, on the day of the town hall, it shows him using word for word in the language of a quad. I'm sorry, the word for word in the email of the question that was then handed over to CNN producers.
Yeah, there was a question on this topic at the town hall.
It wasn't word for word.
It wasn't
word.
It was, what happened was Roland Martin, who was the moderator, he sent a whole host of questions to producers at CNN. This is what I plan on doing. This is where we intend to go.
at the town hall. And the exact wording of Roland Martin's emails
was
somehow showed up in Donna Brazile's email
and pasted
to the Clinton campaign.
That's right. So that was an example of exactly what happened there. We now know where that language came from. It came from Roland Martin.
And Roland Martin was asked about this yesterday, and he said that he did not give it to Donna Brazile. So someone at CNN somehow got this to Donna Brazile, who then got it to the Clinton campaign in advance of the town hall.
Where is the CNN investigation of this matter?
They're too busy finding out who may have who Donald Trump might have touched 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, okay. So there's more stuff that has to do with John Podesta and the emails. There is a Podesta email sent from John Podesta to Clinton and top campaign officials saying, and here's the title of the email, "Needy Latinas and One Easy Call." In other words, he is suggesting that the campaign and the secretary, the candidate, Hillary Clinton, actually reach out to certain Latino leaders and make a call because they felt like they were being ignored or neglected, and they needed to have a phone call in which they were told how important they are. But it is interesting that John Podesta describes the Latinos as needy. Let's just recap here for a moment, and I think this is worth going over. In recent emails, we have seen Latinos characterized by the campaign as being needy. We have heard that Catholics are backwards, and that we've seen the evangelical Christians denigrated in emails within the Clinton campaign. We yesterday saw an event where Bill Clinton called anybody who's a Trump supporter a redneck, an insult to many people around the country who support Donald Trump, who do not consider themselves rednecks, and indefinitely an attack against many voters in the Deep South. And then we know, for the record, that Hillary Clinton has been on camera saying that she looks at many of the Trump supporters as a basket of deplorables. When you take this in toto and you look at the whole thing, don't you get the sense that they look down their nose at the American electorate in a huge way, that they have no respect for the American voter, or certainly anyone who might have a disagreement with them on an issue, or might think that another candidate is... What an elitist attitude they exhibit in these emails. It's quite shocking what they say about the voters when they don't think the voters are paying attention or are not going to read the emails.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They loathe any middle American style thought process or Christian, especially conservative Christian kind of beliefs, especially faith-based. We know that already. We know that through their actions, and it's great to learn it from their emails. I want to circle back on this Catholic thing for a quick moment.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that were said here between Podesta, Jennifer Palmieri, who's the spokesperson for the campaign about Catholicism. I imagine they think the Catholics, I imagine they think it's the most socially acceptable, politically conservative religion. Their rich friends wouldn't understand if they became evangelicals. Wow. More about that. John Podesta saying that we need a Catholic spring, kind of like the riots in the streets called the Arab Spring, to, as he put it, infiltrate the American Catholic Church to get them out of the Middle Ages dictatorship over their faith. That's a pretty remarkable thing to say. Jennifer Palmieri was asked about this on Clinton's campaign plane yesterday. Here's what she had to say.
I'm a Catholic. I don't recognize that email that we saw. And this whole effort is led by the Russians. We are not going to do any more to comment or aid.
Oh, boy, that is convenient. You notice how every time they're asked about these emails, they constantly pivot and say, this is the Russians, this is the Russians, and this is Trump.
We don't know that it's the Russians.
I'm sorry. Did she say that wasn't her email? Did she say she would never say things like that? Did she say that this is completely false?
I'm a Catholic. I don't recognize that email.
I don't recognize that email. As Tucker Carlson said so brilliantly on Fox News last night, just replace Catholic in all of these discussions with Muslim.
And imagine the outrage.
It's 5:44.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. On Tuesday at the 12th Conference of Defense Ministers of the Americas in Port of Spain, Defense Secretary Ash Carter said that the U.S. and its partners in the Western Hemisphere have made tremendous progress in strengthening and securing the region. The secretary also said while the global situation is complex, the Western Hemisphere is a, quote, relative oasis of stability and freedom, unquote. You can get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Chris Plant here. Elite Shooting Sports is the nation's most advanced indoor range. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility even has an on-site gunsmith. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
It's 5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And as we wake up this morning and head out and about, some areas have some foggy conditions. So remember, low beams. Alan, in fact, trying to get through Aspen Hill, tells me, Jamie, I'm hitting some fog here. So be careful, everybody. In fact, like we had yesterday, too, even across the American Legion Bridge over the Potomac, we have some of that fog hanging there across the Chain Bridge and coming in from the west, points even farther south. So everyone dealing with this. Now, on the American Legion Bridge outer loop, leaving Maryland into Virginia, minor fender bender had quickly been moved over to the shoulder. Still dealing with the crash in New Carrollton. Investigation is ongoing on the inner loop as you come up to 450. So this is going to be after the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, but that's where I'm seeing the brake lights. So keep alert. If you're in that stretch through Greenbelt and in New Carrollton, you have losing two lanes because of this crash. Heading inside the Beltway, let's go on to 50. Still good. So is the BW Parkway, but it's 295. Starts to pick up volume southbound near East Capitol Street. And look out northbound as you come off the Beltway near the Wilson Bridge, heading up toward the Naval Research Lab. Accident reported. And I'm looking at accident activity on 66 through a little bit of the murky, foggy cameras here in Centerville. Eastbound 66 before you get up to 29 Centerville or along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking forecast here today. Clouds mix up with sunshine, and we'll see temperatures climb to about 77. Overnight tonight, cold front comes through. No precipitation, but cooler temperatures, 50, suburbs cooler. Plenty of sunshine on Friday, cooler 65, and then warming up over the weekend into next week. We might have some 80-degree days. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 degrees at 547.
Hey, you know what? They had yet another day, another disaster on the Metro. Not a literal disaster, just an inconvenient disaster. I mean, there were people standing everywhere because this time it was the red line, single tracking in two places, and the evening rush hour was impacted. Apparently, it was a broken rail or a fractured rail that needed to be replaced and repaired. And so there you have it. I mean, it's like every day there's another one. You know, just the day before, it was the blue, orange, and silver lines where there were major delays. And it's really getting to be such a daily problem. And as we talked about yesterday, Larry, even though we're doing all of this repair work and we're trying to bring things back up to, you know, operational standards, it doesn't mean we're not going to continue to have problems. This is an aging system, and it seemed like, you know, it's sort of like you put a Band-Aid here, and then you find out you got another wound over here. It never ends.
Yeah, and if it doesn't affect you, it affects your loved ones. It affected my loved one last night. You know, if you've got someone working downtown and they live up near any stop off the red line, and this kind of thing happens, it means they're either going to be an hour and a half late for home, or you got to dig in your pocket and get a taxi or an Uber. And that, of course, just makes it worse for everyone else driving home because you've got extra cars on the road all heading in the same direction. That's the whole reason that a major metropolitan city like D.C. is supposed to have a functioning mass transit rail system.
Well, it won't be functioning after midnight tonight, and that's a problem for anybody who's going to the Nats game, Game 5 of the series with the Dodgers, and this is a big game, but the game starts, what, 8 o'clock? Is that right?
8 o'clock? Yep,
8:05. So that means it's probably not going to be all wrapped up by midnight.
These games have been so long. Every single game, the one hallmark of the Nats-Dodgers series is that they've gone long.
Yeah. And so, you know, the question is, what happens if you get up into the, you know, toward the end of the game, and it's getting close to midnight, and you got to make a decision about whether you stay in your seat and watch the end of the game, you know, and see whether or not the Nats can pull it out? Or do you go and get on the train before midnight so that you can get home?
Yeah.
What a problem this is. And, you know, look, the D.C. government very much wants to return to a late-night metro service. We're going to have at 8:15 this morning, we're going to have D.C. Metro Board Chair Jack Evans with us to talk about that. They're asking the metro people to reconsider that. And look, it's a real problem, because when you have a system like this, Mr. Wedefield has made it very clear, you need time to work on it. And if you don't have time to work on it, then you're going to go right back to being where you were before they began all this SafeTrax.
Bull. It's one day, Wedefield. His quote here.
So you're saying one day wouldn't make a difference?
Of course it wouldn't. It'll make a difference. It'll make one day's difference. Are you kidding me? We've waited 30 years to have this maintenance done. We can wait one day while tens of thousands of people are at a game after midnight and stuck without a way to get home. His quote here, it's a tough one, but think of the tens of thousands of people that have been impacted over the last few months. That's a ridiculous end. There's something else going on here. When we have Jack Evans on, I'm going to ask him, because I think this has to do with union rules. I think there's something going on here. And Mayor Bowser, her quote yesterday when asked about it, Nats fans are amazingly persistent and creative, and we know they're going to plan ahead. unbelievable responses, lack of responses from the officials who are in charge of this. For one day, they should be able to keep Metro open to accommodate the fans for the Nats. And maybe three or four more days as they get in deeper in the playoffs.
Well, it is true that a lot of people have waited 30 years to see the Metro system get fixed, but we've waited a lot longer than that for the Nats to get into the playoffs.
About 90 years.
It's 5:51. Here's El Rushbo.
Days after the St. Louis debate, liberals are still mad over something Donald Trump said, that if elected, he would call for a special prosecutor to look into Hillary Clinton's email case. The Boston Globe's Michael Cohen is typical. He says that Trump crossed an exceptionally dangerous line. A President Trump asking a DOJ to appoint a special prosecutor, he says, would turn America into a banana republic. Where have these people been the last 8 years? Where were they when the Obama administration turned the IRS into political enforcers? After it was learned his government went after the Tea Party and other opponents, Obama said he was angry about it. The regime investigated itself. It found itself innocent, and it held nobody to account. Banana Republic? What about Benghazi? Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton stood in front of the flag-draped coffins of American dead, promising justice. Instead, they delivered a lie. They sent Susan Rice out to the media to blame the attack on some amateur anti-Islamic video. They threw the filmmaker in jail. Meanwhile, they knew all along it was a terror attack on the anniversary of 9/11. And then there's all this email. Bill Clinton meets with Attorney General Loretta Lynch on her plane at some out-of-the-way airstrip. Days later, Hillary's declared in the clear. We already have a banana republic, Mr. Cohen, where Hillary Clinton and her minions are already above the law. It's about time somebody held them accountable.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-375-9991. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache. And it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-375-9991. 1-800-375-9991.
Former President Richard Graves here. Some of you probably thought I was dead. Well, don't worry. I'm alive and well, and I'm back.
Ex-president, new terms.
Maybe you should worry.
Nick Nolte.
Nolte and Celia Ward star in Graves, a new original series. Premieres Sunday, 10, 9 central, only on Epix.
I don't give a damn who approves this message.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. Plus, if you go to BollandBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code RUSH. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code RUSH.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. When it's time for you to sell, do what hundreds have already done. Vote your pocketbook and choose the number one hybrid agent in the DMV. Remember, we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, in from the west, 66 commuters. I know you see this slowdown every morning, but we're really bunched up getting into Centerville with the crash east on 66 before you get to 28 Centerville. Along the right side, it looks like that right lane might be crowded. I do see a lot of flashing lights there. I'm getting a couple calls and a lot of tweets about the foggy conditions this morning, so allow extra time, extra braking space, and low beams, please. On 95 each direction in Newington, slow. Looks like we may have something southbound as you come off the Beltway heading south on 95, passing the Fairfax County Parkway. We're bunched up 295 north toward the Naval Research Lab. Report of a crash, an accident investigation on the Beltway in New Carrollton. All right, Maryland, here we go on the inner loop. Your delays now beginning before the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, round to 450. That's where the crash, two lanes blocked. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front off to the west of us, really not going to make much impact over the next few days. We'll back it off a little bit by tomorrow, then warm back up. Clouds mixed with sunshine as we go through today, 77. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 degrees, traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. It's not just about price. Our price will always be competitive. It's also about quality. And New Look is a proven quality leader. 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again for our professionalism, our top quality materials, and our outstanding customer service. Plus, all of our installers are master technicians and Owens Corning certified. New Look Home Design. Get more than a price estimate. Get a quality commitment.
Discover the benefits of having New Look install your new roof this fall. Right now, New Look's lenders are offering all qualified customers 0% financing on their new roof. So don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Are you having problems with hearing? Is your family frustrated with your inability to hear and communicate with them? Do you misunderstand conversations at work, at home, and socially? You're not alone. Many people suffer from hearing loss and other problems like tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Call Ascent Audiology and Hearing for a free hearing consultation. 800-811-8700. Unlike other hearing aid locations, Ascent is staffed with actual doctors and have 7 locations to serve you. For a limited time, they're offering hearing aids at $995. Visit Ascent Audiology and Hearing at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. They offer invisible hearing solutions and take insurance and have over 1,000 five-star reviews. Don't wait any longer. For a free consultation, visit hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. Hearingaiddoctors.com, 800-811-8700. That's 800-811-8700.
Coming up on WMAL.
Do you teach your kids how to drive a manual transmission anymore? A surprising number of people have stopped doing that. We want to talk about that coming up.
And new allegations about Donald Trump. People coming out of the woodwork saying, yeah, he touched me inappropriately too.